The Shell Oil Company's environmental impact on Nigeria is well known. It has been disastrous. Less well known are the widespread human rights violations that stem from the company's efforts to protect its resources. That is according to a report published today by the UK-based watchdog Platform. For its part, Shell has dismissed the report. Ben Amunwa is with Platform. We reach Mr. Amunwa in London.
Mr. Amunwa, your report cites a number of rather shocking cases. I want to ask you, first of all, about the story of one town named Rumwekpe. What does it reveal about the way Shell is operating in the Niger Delta?
Well, the story of Rumwekpe is a particularly tragic case in the Niger Delta. What happened there between the years of 2005 and 2008 was a conflict in the community which resulted in the complete destruction of the entire town, a town where thousands of people lived and worked. It's important to note that Rumwekpe is a very strategic place in Shell's operations. It's the kind of main artery of pipelines and infrastructure that Shell can't do without. And so the company was visiting the community on a daily basis throughout the years of conflict. And in order to secure access to its oil infrastructure, it paid whomever it had to. And in the case of Rumwekpe, that included armed criminal gangs who were actually linked to some of the most prominent militant groups in the Niger Delta, including MEND, the Movement for the Emancipation of Niger Delta.
But this ended in the deaths of about 60 people then.
Yes, it's estimated that at least 60 people were killed in Rumwekpe. Many more were displaced. And, I mean, the state of Rumwekpe at the moment is one of pretty appalling. Poverty and malnutrition are endemic, and people are sheltering under tarpaulin and burnt-out houses. I mean, it's really quite a shocking case. But, you know, what we discovered through our investigation was that a Shell official admitted to us that the company was paying in thousands of dollars on a monthly basis into the community at a time when it was completely controlled by armed criminal gangs. And so our report alleges that Shell has been complicit in the human rights abuses that occurred in Rumwekpe.
There are a number of other allegations the study puts to Shell, including extrajudicial killings, torture. How widespread are you saying these abuses are happening?
Basically, Shell has worked hand in glove with Nigerian government forces, not only from the military, the Navy, but also from the mobile police. Now, the mobile police in Nigeria are known locally as the kill-and-go police. I mean, that gives you an idea of how notorious these government forces are for essentially abusing, torturing, and killing local people. And, of course, the Nigerian government has maintained a heavy military presence in the Niger Delta. It is seeking to enforce continuous oil extraction because the government is heavily dependent on oil revenue for its total government revenues. And of course, the oil multinationals, foremost among them Shell, have participated in the militarization of the region. I mean, the facilities that I went to in the Niger Delta, for instance, in Kolo Creek, Shell has a whole cluster of different facilities there, including a flow station and logistics base and so on. And it is right smack bang alongside a military barracks. So opposite the oil company's fence, you've got on the other side of the road Nigerian military soldiers who have routinely tortured and imposed cruel and inhumane and degrading treatment on local residents, many of whom are basically just peaceful, law-abiding citizens who have to suffer this kind of abuse on a daily basis. In fact, I even met and heard from a woman who was detained arbitrarily by those same military whilst she was 8 months pregnant. So this is the kind of extent of the abuses. But, of course, all of these cases come from just a small slice of the region in the eastern division of the Niger Delta. There's also a much wider scale problem here that is occurring in other parts of the Delta, which I wasn't able to visit.
Now, Shell has publicly said the allegations in your report are false, and they also say that you obscure the good work which has been going on for many years. Shell says that it has invested heavily in many infrastructure projects and is, in fact, involved with the community. How do you respond to that?
Well, first of all, I mean, the research is based upon over a year's work, which included up to 50 different interviews with witnesses, victims, and Shell officials as well in the Niger Delta, plus additional desk research into reports, academic writing, and studies on the issue. Now, if Shell disputes any factual content in the report, we invite them to actually make clear which facts they are disputing, rather than to just, you know, cast an aspersion on the whole report in a kind of fairly lazy way, I would say. The second point is, you know, Shell refers to good work. Well, I mean, we've seen recently some of Shell's good work in the form of the UN Environment Programme, which released a report in August that heavily condemned Shell's complete and utter environmental devastation of Ogoniland, again, the minority region, which is in the eastern region of the Niger Delta. There, for five decades, Shell has been spilling oil into the farmlands and fisheries of local people and has not cleaned the oil up. Instead, they have been covering up these oil spills by certifying contaminated sites as clean. So, I mean, when Shell refers to good work that's happened over the years, I mean, we would heavily dispute that. There is a clear record of appalling environmental and social devastation. Our report seeks to update the public and key stakeholders on how far Shell has continued to abuse human rights in Nigeria.
All right, we'll leave it there. A very important report. We'll see if we can get some other information, some responses to it. Mr. Emunwa, thank you.
Thank you, Carol.